A federal appeals panel has sided with the new leaders in a tribal power dispute that has complicated efforts to relocate a badly eroded village in western Alaska. Tom John, a tribal administrator with the new council called Nutok Village Council, says he learned of the decision by email this morning, and it's a relief.
Yesterday, August 6, finally made their decision who is legitimate Nutok tribal government, and I'm very elated to hear finally. I've been concerned, worried all this time, couldn't sleep. Hopefully I'll have a good night's sleep tonight.
The Interior Board of Indian Appeals stepped in to review a 2013 ruling by the Bureau of Indian Affairs that said the sitting tribal council no longer represented the Yupik community of Nutok for bureau funding purposes. The old council appealed the decision, which gave local power to a new group that claimed to be the rightfully elected council. The appeals board says in its Thursday decision that the old faction failed to submit any evidence in support of its own claim of continuing authority. The power dispute stalled millions of dollars in government funds for the flood-prone village's efforts to move to higher ground. John says now the hard work begins.
Pretty soon we will have a Nutok planning group meeting at Anchorage with different agencies, with state agencies, federal, FEMA, and all the agencies that we've been meeting in previous years. I think we'll have a more positive attitude to getting funds to make this relocation happen.
Andy Patrick, who leads the Nutok Traditional Council, was contacted for the story but refused to comment.